I thought Ruth Epstein would be out covering
yeah,
already.
Yeah, Ruth Epstein is a little late this morning. Sorry for the confusion.
It's all right.
Hello, Ruth Epstein.
Good morning, guys. Sorry. Just wanted to check in. It's hard for me to do that, start my week without you guys.
Likewise.
Right.
You also have a lot of fans.
Well, so. We've got Mike covering Salisbury, maybe somebody covering Falls Village, and I'm going to be taking a shot at the Sharon Parade. Where are you going
to
be today?
Well, I'm heading to Sharon, then try to get to Canaan, maybe Cornwall. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, Cornwall has the multi-events that go on in Cornwall.
Multicultural.
Right. So we'll get out there, at least do some of it. So, and it's hopefully there'll be a good turnout. And as I heard you say, important to honor and remember our military people. And we certainly have a long history of service here in this area.
Absolutely. And I'm going to try to stream it live on Facebook today at the Sharon Parade.
Oh, terrific.
I don't know how
Wonderful.
Successful we'll be, but we're going to try it.
Very good. Very good. Well, just to rehash the week, we had the meeting with the ABC committee. They have finally devised a job description for the superintendent. There was some concern about the wording.
I'll tell you what, if you take a look at the comments at the Northwest Corner Chatter and where we posted that, people are concerned after watching that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. It's been a year. And along those lines, we have a new principal here in Kent. Michelle Mott was named. She is a teacher here at the school, and she will be taking over for Florence Budge as of July 1. Looking ahead, we do have that parents' meeting coming up tomorrow night.
Yep, 29th.
Tomorrow night. And again, if parents are concerned about the grading system, I think this is the time they should come and hear what the plans are for next year. That's at, I believe, 6:30.
Yeah, and they're also going to try to talk about what they're doing to wrap up this year to get everything straight.
Yeah. Mr. Strever did put out a memo and explaining it. So there are several steps for those with NYPs, and let's see what happens. We have the Honor Society this week, induction, which is always lovely.
Burgess Auditorium at 7 o'clock, I think, on Thursday.
Thursday,
and
you got it.
It's open to the public.
It is, and they'd love people to come. It's really a beautiful service. Housatonic Science Fair is also on Wednesday, which is kind of fun. The kids have these projects that I certainly don't understand, but they're fabulous. And speaking of what's going on at the school, our school academic bowl placed first in the state this week in the geography section with Peter Vermilia as coach. Quite an honor. I believe the lacrosse, girls lacrosse, did very well. And the Envirothon has done very well this week. They've also placed. So things are, the kids are doing fabulously, and let's hope it continues. And again, we're off to cover the, let's hope the rain holds off.
Oh, it will hold off. I guarantee you we'll get sprinkles, and that's it.
You guarantee?
I guarantee.
Out there in the rain tonight, this afternoon, I'll remember you, Marshall.
You won't be. I guarantee it.
speaking of rain, they had Raptors in Riesling last night at the Audubon. And it was packed, even though that was damp. And again, they let an owl go, and it's always so inspiring—an owl that had been hit by a car, and they rehabbed it and let it go. And rain didn't dampen those spirits either.
No. All right.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I caught up with you. Sorry for the confusion, and
we'll
I will talk to you next week.
All right, Ruth.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Ruth Epstein and the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.